From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. housing market is being bolstered by a surge in existing home sales. According to the National Association of Realtors, sales jumped 9.4% in September. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
The Realtors Association credits new buyers with driving sales. An $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers is set to expire at the end of next month, and some are rushing to take advantage of it. The report shows home prices are still weak. The average sale price fell 8.5% in September. And that has economist Robert Dye with the PNC Financial Services Group worried about what will happen if the first-time buyer tax credit is allowed to expire.
In the absence of this incentive, that soft floor under housing right now looks even softer.
The National Association of Realtors is lobbying to have the tax credit extended through the middle of next year. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is urging Congress to enact legislation that revamps the financial regulatory system. At a Fed conference in Massachusetts today, the Fed chair said the time is right.
With the financial turmoil abating, now is the time for policymakers to take action to reduce the probability and severity of any future crises.
Bernanke's comments come a day after the central bank proposed policing banks' pay policies. Officials say that would ensure banks don't encourage executives and other employees to take reckless gambles that could lead to another financial crisis. NATO defense ministers meeting in Slovakia got a surprise briefing from the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said many allies expressed a willingness to commit more resources to the war. Terry Schultz has details.
Though some NATO members have said they won't send more troops to Afghanistan before the presidential contest there is decided and before President Obama's strategy is revealed, Gates said there were heartening remarks from others
who indicated they were thinking about or were moving toward increasing either their military or their civilian contributions or both.
McChrystal's unscheduled appearance at the session gave allies the chance to hear firsthand his assessment that much more effort is needed to fight the Taliban, a view that was widely accepted, says NATO Chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen. Rasmussen also said there'll be an increased focus on preparing Afghan forces to take over security of their country from NATO. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The UN may get an answer from Iran on a nuclear supply deal by next week. The Islamic Republic, which is suspected of having nuclear weapons ambitions, is considering a UN proposal to ship much of its uranium to Russia for enrichment. An update from Wall Street. Dow is down more than 100 points at last check at 99.72. This is NPR News. Comedian and TV personality Soupy Sales has died. He was 83 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Soupy Sales did all kinds of entertainment jobs, on radio, in nightclubs, as a regular on TV game shows. He was corny and goofy. A big part of his act was taking pies to the face, and he took thousands of them. For a time, his live TV show was a pretty big hit.
Yes, this is old Doc Sales. What's the best way? Yeah, the quickest way to get to hospital. Well, stand in the middle of the street.
Soupy Sales was born Milton Supman in Franklinton, North Carolina. His was the only Jewish family in town. Sales was a big jazz fan who had musicians like Miles Davis and Charlie Parker on his shows. In 1966, his one-man Broadway show, Come Live With Me, closed after just 5 performances. He told the Washington Post, "I'll tell you why. All the seats were facing the stage." Soupy Sales died at a hospice in the Bronx, New York, Thursday night. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Did the pilots fall asleep? That's one of the questions being asked in the investigation of a Northwest Airlines plane that overshot its Minneapolis destination Wednesday night by 150 miles. Authorities were preparing for the worst after the pilots failed to respond to calls from air traffic control, pilots in other planes, even a flight attendant in the cabin. Authorities were hoping to learn more from the plane's voice recorder, but it's an older model and only recorded the last 30 minutes, long after the pilots realized their mistake and turned back. The Dow is down 109 points at 99.72. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.